Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter Valley Police District officers are continuing their investigations into a hydroponic cannabis setup at Singleton. Police executed a search warrant at a Hunterview home yesterday afternoon and found a house that had been modified specifically to grow cannabis. Walls were erected and taken down, the power had been diverted from the grid, and there were hydroponic lights growing more than 250 cannabis plants. A 28-year-old was arrested and charged, but Crime Manager Detective Inspector Matt Zimmer says investigations are ongoing.
Police conducted a number of investigations last night. We'll return to the property where we'll continue to dismantle the equipment used. They'll be subjected to a forensic analysis with assistance from our crime scene personnel.
The New South Wales government is working with New South Wales Health to assess if the crowd capacity at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle could be increased under changes to COVID-19 rules today. The New South Wales government has announced, with updated health advice, major sporting events at selected Sydney stadiums can increase crowds from 25 to 50% from October 1st, with a maximum of 40,000 spectators, and the one person per 4 square metre rule applying to many areas of those stadiums. Spectators who attend are expected to wear a mask when they're not sitting in their seat, which means they should wear one on public transport getting to the venue, when using any of the facilities, and walking to and from their seats. The Events Task Force, as it's called, is working with New South Wales Health to assess increasing capacity at McDonald Jones Stadium and others, including Wynn Stadium, Ken Rosewall Arena and Penrith Stadium. The managing director of the Hunter Gas Pipeline Project says there was a period of time where they weren't sure if the project would go ahead, but it definitely is. The billion-dollar pipeline has been in the works for more than a decade to take gas from the north of Australia, now probably Narrabri, to Newcastle through the Upper Hunter. Managing director Garbus Simonian says the project has only really been revived since they received an extension to their approval from the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment.
Since then, we started to put together our team, update the landholder list, and that took us to February, March, and then COVID hit. This has been disruptive, but we have written to all the landowners and we have put together a team of people to send out to the field. We have engaged.
And if you see someone in Singleton looking a little happier than usual, it's probably because they've just won $100,000. From a ticket purchase at the Singleton Mall News Agency, someone managed to win the first prize in the Lucky Lottery Super Jackpot draw, and the winner had come forward to claim their prize as they were unregistered. The news agency owner said they hope their winning streak continues at the store. It's the second win in just a couple of months with Lucky Lotteries. And that's your latest local news.